announced attack during Friday's funeral for John Paul, but they're also taking no chances. Anti-aircraft rocket launchers are in place around the city, a Navy warship armed with torpedoes patrolling the coastline. The funeral expected to draw millions of pilgrims, along with Bush and dozens of monarchs, presidents, and prime ministers from all around the world. There are plenty of reasons why militants might consider a strike, foremost among them, Italy's involvement in the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. In the wake of the Terri Schiavo controversy, Congress is taking a more pragmatic look at the quality of hospice care and the legal needs of the disabled in America. A Senate committee heard testimony today from experts on end-of-life issues, brain injuries, and discrimination against disabled people. Lawmakers want to determine if legislation might be needed for cases like Schiavo's. Witnesses urge Congress to consider legislation that would, in part, better inform disabled people and their families about their health care choices. The president of Ukraine asked the U.S. Congress for economic help today to spur further democratic changes in his country. Viktor Yushchenko addressed a joint meeting of Congress, and as he entered the House chamber, lawmakers waved orange scarves and hats in tribute to Ukraine's so-called Orange Revolution that peacefully ousted the Kremlin-backed government there. Speaking through an interpreter, Yushchenko says his country's goal, quote, is to place Ukraine among prosperous democracies. Yushchenko thanked the U.S. for backing his candidacy and the ouster of the pro-Russian government, saying U.S. support was clear and unambiguous. Populist politician overcame near-fatal dioxin poisoning last fall and won office after a popular uprising that tossed out a disputed election.
Think of tires. Think about getting them at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Why? Not only will you get the right tire, we guarantee you'll also pay the lowest price in town. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell and we'll beat it. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. The genuine challenge at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge.
See participating dealer for details through 12/31/05.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now, there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep. Guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, Oprah had one and now I do too. Now I know what you're thinking, and yes, my ass has gotten a bit bigger lately. But I'm talking about a book club. At the first ever meeting of the Al Franken Show Book Club, we're going to be reading the terrible new memoir by Ari Fleischer entitled Taking Heat. Find out what our guests Juan Kett and Time Magazine's John Dickerson really think about Ari's lousy book. Next time on Franken. We'll be right back.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. Wherever you are, however you're listening. Yeah, we made it back to Atlanta. Everything's cool. No big plane hassle this afternoon or this evening. This is kind of a follow-up. I'm going to get right into it tonight. This is kind of a follow-up to a story we did a couple of weeks ago. White County, Georgia is a little county up in the mountains of Georgia. It's where Cleveland, Georgia is. It's where the, what were those dolls, Cabbage Patch dolls originated 15, 20 years ago, whenever that was. And there was a story circulating around, you remember this, where some kids up there decided, in the high school, decided to put together a club for gay students and supporters where they, you know, sit around with non-gay students and talk and try to short circuit the bigotry and the ugliness and the nastiness that these students were getting. And they called their group Peers Rising in Diversity Education, as in pride, okay? So, you know, the people in White County, Georgia went berserk, obviously. All the good Christians up there went out of their minds because this is against the Bible. And the idea that high school students were declaring themselves to be gay and trying to reach out to students who are not gay in order to, smooth the waters, I guess. Why do kids do that? They do it because maybe they are tired of being made fun of or laughed at or beaten up or whatever. So they try the nonviolent MLK or Gandhi approach or the approach used by Jesus. And in White County, Georgia, the adults went crazy, and they said, So, dad's insult to injury. In comes this vermin from where's he from? Wichita, Reverend Phelps. Wouldn't you like to get this guy alone somewhere, Fred Phelps, and just have a talk with him, bring him to Jesus? Anyway, Phelps shows up with his gay-hating family, and they decide that the people of Cleveland, Georgia, haven't been protesting strong enough, and the churches haven't been protesting. So to make a long story short, the people of White County, Georgia, went crazy, because here's a gay basher who's bashing gays more than they bash gays. And it was like, hey, ain't you got queers out there in Kansas you can bash? Hey, don't be bashing our queers, we'll bash them. It's one of those deals, right? So Fred Phelps and his crew almost got run out of White County, Georgia, on a rail. They still do that up there. They put your ass up on a rail and dump tar all over you and put feathers on you. You're gone, right? And so they almost ran Fred Phelps and his he's got some ugly kids, too. Have you seen his kids? His kids help out, you know, with their signs that say, Matthew Shepard is burning in hell. And all queers are going to burn in hell. Death to the queers. I mean, these are some ugly kids. I don't know what Fred Phelps had sex with, but I don't think it was a human when these kids popped out, right? Here's these little demons carrying the signs with Daddy. Daddy, who are we supposed to go send to hell today? Who is on the top of the list? All right. So anyway, the people in White County, Georgia, freaked. It was like, oh, my God, these people are better haters than we are. We can't stand that. Hey, get out of town. So they got them out of town. All right. So and I remember talking about the story. I thought, well, maybe a huge light bulb about the size of Brasstown Bald. That's the biggest mountain in North Georgia. Maybe a big light bulb will go on over these knuckle-dragging hillbillies' heads that says, oh, my God. Maybe we should try tolerance just once in our narrow, little, crappy, useless, gay-hating, church-going lives. Maybe just one time, let us try tolerance. Let us try not to get down on the gay students, or maybe that old Jew that runs the furniture store over there in downtown Cleveland, Georgia. You know, he hadn't done anything. He's a good old Jew. And I hear there's a Catholic moving in up here, too. Now, you wouldn't think that would be very difficult, would you? Just once. And I'm telling you, if you've never been to these little villages in the North Georgia mountains, dude or dudette, you have not seen some stuff that would just make the hair on the back of your neck stand straight out. Trust me on that, all right? I live here. I know. All right, here's the follow-up. The ACLU got in and said, you know, come on, allow these kids to form a gay-straight club, for God's sake. But the school administrators, you know, they couldn't just say no gay-straight club. They couldn't discriminate. So you're way ahead of me on this, aren't you? So the public school administrators in White County, Georgia, plan to eliminate all non-academic clubs in White County High School next year. You damn little queers, now we can't have future farmers of America. We can't have future homemakers of America. We can't have the 4-H club. We can't have future white racist queer haters of America. You little punks! This is how they do it. And it's not just White County, Georgia, right? Huh? How about your neighborhood? How about your school? How about your city? It's incredible. So, now this idea to disband all clubs came, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, came from the White County School, High School principal, Brian Dorsey. Hi, my name's Brian Dorsey. He's the new administrator. He came to the school in January. He said, we're trying to focus on academics. We still have curricular clubs, and we'll still have athletics. So we're just going to drop all these clubs, all this stuff. Well, you know, these kids get together and learn things. You know, they make lanyards and they make funny things out of linoleum squares. All these clubs, and they grow plants and raise calves and stuff. We're going to drop all that because you know why? Because them queers tried to form a gay straight club, and we're not going to have any of that. This is White County, by God, Georgia, and we're Bible believers up here. And it says in the Bible, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? So the kids of White County, Georgia, who are listening to the program on the internet tonight, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, the rest of America kind of just sits back and looks at incidences like these that occur all over the country. And our hearts break for you. At least mine does. These good Christian people up there in White County, Georgia. And yes, I'm putting quotes around the word Christian. Don't send me an email and tell me I'm busting the followers of Christ because I'm not. You know my position on all that. But these fake Christians up in White County, Georgia. You know what? How mean and hateful do you people have to get, huh? You're living in abject poverty up there ever since that damn doll factory closed down. The only thing that you got going for you is tourists that come up from Atlanta, most of whom are from other parts of the country, pass through your worthless town on the way to Helen, Georgia, that's made to look like an old German village like Bavaria. That's all y'all have up there. So is that what you do? All you can do is sit around and bust up on high school kids who are trying their damnedest to understand how everything works and why they feel the way they do and reaching out to other kids and talking about stuff? Damn you people. You know what I'm saying? Now, tonight's prayer meeting night, isn't it, huh? What time is it here in the great state? It's 10:15. Some of you suckers are home now. How was it tonight at the prayer meeting? Did you put your hand in that old burlap bag full of snakes and vipers? Huh? Did you get bit? You didn't? Well, then the Lord is moving among you. Yo, evil, nasty people, you. I can't wait till the time when you put your hand in there and this big old viper goes, damn, look at this. And then your arm's going to swell up about the size, you know, them old Popeye cartoons. Your arm's going to swell up like that, and they're going to have to airlift you out of White County, Georgia, and bring you down here to the Grady Memorial Hospital Trauma Center, where they treat people from all over the Southeast. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to put you in a room. And your life is hanging in the balance. And the doctor's going to come in. And he's going to be queer as a $3 bill. And he's going to walk up to you and say, hi, drop your pants so I can give you a physical. And you're going to keel over dead on the table, sucker. That's what's going to happen to you. When the nurse says, they say, repent, repent, repent.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that privatization has run amok. And it's not just Social Security that's at risk. Ideas and words that used to belong to the public are quickly slipping into private hands. Donald Trump has trademarked the phrase, "you're fired," and the hand gesture that goes with it. Excerpts from Martin Luther King's speeches are cut from textbooks because publishers can't afford to buy the rights from his family. Comedians had to fend off music industry lawyers when they made a parody of the song "This Land Is Your Land." But it doesn't stop there. Public universities are now auctioning off their scientific research to corporations. Taxpayers pay for this research, but then it's locked up by corporations and used for private profit. President Bush has pushed for an ownership society. But let's hope this doesn't turn into a country where everything is owned. Words and knowledge belong to everyone. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam, they now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Organized working families and their allies hit the streets of San Francisco to protest what they say are the anti-worker policies of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tim Paulson is executive director of the San Francisco Central Labor Council.
He's traveling the state right now, and he's collecting money from corporate interests to basically attack workers' rights.
Paulson says that Schwarzenegger's fundraiser in San Francisco to finance his anti-worker agenda costs $100,000 a person just to get in the door. Paulson says even former right-wing House Speaker Newt Gingrich thinks that it's crazy for Republicans like Schwarzenegger to go after working families on issues like pensions and Social Security.
When they talked about privatizing Social Security or talking away defined benefits, Newt Gingrich said, are these guys crazy? They're getting workers pissed off, they're getting seniors pissed off, and they're getting the Democrats pissed off.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the union for the information age.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You're listening to the award-winning Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
All right, welcome back. 22 past the hour. You got a purty mouth. Hand me that bag of snakes. I can't. I just can't tolerate stories like that. I really can't. Up there. Okay, cut the banjos, will you? The kids in White County, Georgia, gay kids tried to form a gay straight club, and this nonsense. Now they're going to stop all extracurricular activity in terms of clubs in order to shut down the gay kids' little effort to bridge the gap. Oh well. Florida is really truly a crazy central, isn't it? I've lived there twice. And escaped both times. Our good friend Randy Rhodes lived there. She escaped. Now, maybe Randy likes Florida. I don't know. But I think I have my doubts. It's crazy central down there. They have just approved a bill, and Governor Jeb Bush is going to sign it. This bill will give residents the right to open fire against anyone that they perceive as a threat in public. Instead of having to try to avoid a conflict, as the prevailing law says. The way it is right now, somebody comes up and says, I'm going to beat you up. You're supposed to back off. You're just supposed to say, hey, get out of my face and you know, back off. Now, if somebody comes, I'm going to smack you in the mouth. You pull out your gun and shoot him dead. How about that? This is insane. Opponents of the law say it will encourage Floridians to open fire first and ask questions later. You know, sort of a Wild West shootout mentality, right? I can't believe this. Supporters argue that criminals will think twice if they believe they're likely to be promptly shot when they assault someone. Isn't it? That's the argument they always use, isn't it? Huh? Well, you know, I can't go to church lately because, you know, some old bastard in the pew three rows behind me who always rattles his hymnal pages, and it's really getting on my nerves, and I've turned around and asked him in the name of God to stop it. And he won't do it. I'm going to kill him. What was it? Was it in Utah where they passed a law that you can carry your gun anywhere now and should? And when Cheney came out there to speak at some kind of a civic auditorium, all the rednecks said, well, we want to go see our hero Dick Cheney, but by God, we're packing heat. Why is that? Because we can. And they were told, no, you can't, not around the vice president. And all, oh, my God, they got their Mormon bloomers in a wad. Remember all that? Just all so uptight. Now it's Florida. Where else? In Kansas? Wasn't there something in Kansas lately? It's all over the place. Well, we need our guns because, you know, when we go to the Kmart or the Walmart or church or the gas station, hell, we might be set upon by thieves and muggers, and we have to defend ourselves. So now it's Florida. Jeb Bush says he plans to sign the bill. He says it is a good, common-sense, anti-crime issue. Jeb Bush, yeah. And you folks wonder why I call it the Bush crime family. Jeb says, yeah, well, you know, I believe in death. I really do. Never mind that Terry Schiavo mess. I wanted her dead, too, because, you know, a dead Terry Schiavo is worth a lot more to me in terms of votes than a live one, because then I can talk about how Bill Clinton killed her. Jeb Bush says he's going to sign this bill. Now, current law allows residents to, quote, shoot to kill if their property, such as their home or car, is invaded by an unknown assailant. End quote. Shoot to kill. So if you live in Florida right now, if you walk out and you see somebody who you think is trying to pry open the door of your car, you can shoot the bastard and kill him. And then when you go over and find out that all he was doing is bent over to tie his shoe, then you can, I'm sorry. You know. Now that law, the law that's in effect right now, says that if a resident is confronted or threatened in a public place, that person must first try to avoid the confrontation or flee before taking any violent step in self-defense against an assailant. But the NRA, the National Rifle Association, they put the pressure on the Republican House and the Republican Senate down in Florida and really turned the screw, because the National Rifle Association is a pack of gibbering maniacs. They are insane. and the Republicans in this country, every single Republican in any legislature, in any executive mansion, in any judicial robe, is a psychopath. All of them. Every single one of them. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. It's now the law. Hey, I can shoot to kill. Oh, damn. Let me go out here on the street and stick my tongue out at somebody. Oh, no, they'd shoot me then. Okay. Wait till the next time somebody cuts me off in traffic over here on I-95. Outside, going through Miami. Boy, I hope it's one of them Mexican-looking people, too. Because you know when they cut me off this time and give me the finger, you know what I get to do? I get to kill them.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen can match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/5. Void where prohibited.
Buy West Wing, the complete fourth season, now on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Soy Bart is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it now and also available on DVD. The complete first three seasons.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. That's the way we usually end Geico commercials. But this time, it's just the beginning. Because here in New York, Geico is cutting rates for car insurance. So in the tagline, when Geico says or more, they're not kidding. Call 1-800-947-AUTO today or go to geico.com. You could save on your car insurance like never before. Gee, since I did my ending at the beginning, now I really don't have an ending. Well, hey, be careful out there. Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect Geico commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, Geico is cutting rates for car insurance, and that's on top of our already low rates. Just call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com, because now you could save on your car insurance like never before. And, hey, I'm sorry we didn't make you laugh this time. Of course, if you could see the tie I'm wearing right now.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once, Planet Jack.
Lights, camera, action.
Green Trek is all about telling stories that change the world.
That's Tim Schlitzer, president of Green Trek's network.
Our belief is a lot of stories that are being told about the environment aren't really ones that help change it as much as help put more fear in people's lives.
Think globally, act locally.
What people really act on is when they see somebody locally doing something.
Think the sun don't shine in Philly?
We just broadcast the story about a family who switched totally over to solar power in Philadelphia. And because they generate generate so much energy, their meter runs backwards.
After the story aired, folks were calling asking how they could do the same.
Most responses that we got were, I didn't know you could do that in Philadelphia.
Find them online.
GreenTrex.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We'll have a steel cage death match between the U.S. and Europe over who has the most freedoms. And we'll continue to beat the Tom DeLay drum. The way things have been going for the Hammer, there should be about five new allegations against him by the time we hit the air. Plus, we'll name our Morning Sedition Nice Try Cause of the Week on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
A liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Now, regarding this shoot to kill law, without provocation, well, no, you can open fire against anyone in Florida now that you perceive as a threat in public, instead of having to try to avoid the conflict as under prevailing law. It staggers the mind, doesn't it? What the hell? Republicans are so pro-death. They're so pro-murder. They hate children. They hate the elderly. They especially hate veterans. Is there anything that a Republican likes other than his girlfriend, his mistress, or His be careful, Mike, please. Or the money that he's able to steal from his constituents or from the government. These people are real animals, and animal lovers, don't send me an email and tell me it's an insult to animals, okay? Karen in L.A. writes, can you believe under this law, Rush Limbaugh could be stoned and run around shooting people, saying everyone wanted him dead? That's true. And that could happen. Karen says, I'm sure it'll be challenged constitutionally. I hope so anyway. First couple of kids killed, perhaps then people will wake up and get rid of the people in their state house. No, I'm sorry, Karen, that's not how it works in Florida. Florida, you know, they used to say this about New Orleans, and I disagree. They used to say that New Orleans is the sewer of Middle America because of the Mississippi River. It just kind of everything runs downhill and winds up in New Orleans. I disagree. And I know because I've lived in the South for 40 years. I've been all over the South. You know, I have, oh, dear Jesus, have I been all over the South. But Florida, if you take a look at the map of the United States, you see that piece sticking down there kind of like a limp, a noodle? Thank you, Kathy. That's Florida. You know, it just kind of hangs there, just kind of droops. What do I do now? Do you ever read Carl Hiaasen? A guy who's, how many books he got, Kathy? About 8 or 9 books about crazy people in Florida. He's a columnist for the Miami Herald. He's just a brilliant writer. He all of his stuff is just about all the crazy people down in Florida. But that's the way it is in Florida. Florida is an insane state. I remember the first time I went to Key West, and it said, this is where you come when there's no place else to go. Yeah, no kidding. Although I would say that would be Jacksonville, Florida. So now they have this bill in Florida, and Jeb says, yeah, this is a good common sense anti-crime bill. Shoot to kill. Without, you know, without thinking, without saying, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe the person I'm about to kill has a kid or something. Can you just see it? Really, though, what Karen said, Rush Limbaugh on a rampage, blue pills flying out of his pockets, hither and yon, shouting, liberals ride to get me! Liberals ride to get me! Bang! Bang! Making the late Hunter Thompson seem sane by comparison. Can you see? That's going to happen to Limbaugh. You know it is. Don't believe this, that he was detoxed. Yeah, him and his granny. He's about as detoxed as, well, as Hunter Thompson was. He's not detoxed. He and Courtney Love have a lot in common, you know, except poor Courtney keeps getting caught. You know, Limbaugh is going to go to jail. But in the meantime, you know, when they finally serve him with the papers, tell him to get his ass into court for the preliminary hearing, you know, he's going to pick up his gun. He's going to go buy somebody. Some NRA freak is going to send him a gun, some great big old handgun. Here, Rush, use this. My God. You go out in the parking lot of Denny's and start shooting people, right? It's crazy. You want some more crazy? I've got 2 more crazy in Florida, and then we're going to talk about Tom DeLay. We're going to get to Tom DeLay. Oh, this piece of filth. We're going to get to Tom DeLay. In Tallahassee, that's in Florida too, a Marine reservist just returned from overseas duty was shocked with a taser gun by some Deputy Barney Fife type who went to the wrong address in response to a domestic disturbance call, right? Leon County deputies went to DeMar Jackson's apartment. All right. Come on, right? DeMar Jackson. Yo, DeMar, what's happening? Oh, man, I just got back from killing people, and, you know, I'm a Marine. Deputies go to DeMar Jackson's apartment instead of the correct one next door. They knock on the door. DeMar opens the door. He tries to tell the deputy, John Daly. Hi, I'm John Daly. Right? You got DeMar Jackson and you got John Daly. Huh? You following me? Okay. DeMar tries to tell this deputy that he's at the wrong apartment. Daly tells him to turn around. Turn around, boy! When he didn't turn around, Deputy Daly shocks DeMar Jackson on his bare chest and abdomen with 50,000 watts of electricity as DeMar's wife and 3-year-old son watch. So a couple of days ago, DeMar Jackson, who had just returned 4 days before from an assignment with the Marine Corps in Africa, he filed a complaint about the incident. Filed a complaint. Deputy DeMar, you know what you can do now? Now that Jeb Bush has signed that law? Huh? Police said DeMar is charged with resisting arrest without violence. What is that? He's pled not guilty. DeMar said, at first I couldn't believe what was happening. I thought I was staring down the barrel of a .45 or something. I was thinking to myself, I just got back from overseas duty and now I have to deal with this? DeMar acknowledges that he questioned Deputy Diphthong's orders to turn around, but he says he never moved toward the deputy and had his hands above his head during most of the encounter. Oh, and by the way, Deputy Diphthong's incident report does not mention any signs of physical resistance or aggressive behavior on the part of DeMar Jackson.
The Leon County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident, according to a spokesman there. We'll check it out. You know, a lot of times, now see, you folks aren't from around here, and a lot of times our niggas down here, and I said it right, our Negroes down here get a little out of control, and sometimes we have to taser them. You know, no offense, we don't mean nothing by it, but you folks up there in New York and Detroit City and places like that, you don't know what it is like down here. What? He's a Marine? We tasered a Marine? Oh, damn. Is that enough for you? One more. Florida. Orange County. That's where Orlando is, right? Orlando? Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck? Now get this. This woman writes a letter to the Orlando Sentinel. A woman named Alice Goronsky. She's a 35-year-old registered Republican. She writes a letter criticizing the sheriff. So the sheriff of the county, Kevin Beery, decides, oh no, I ain't going to let that happen. He was described in the letter to the editor as being too fat for basic police work. This guy is about the size of a small house. So the sheriff orders his staff to use restricted records to find the woman who wrote the letter to the editor. Oh, she also criticized his boy's use of stun guns. You know, like what happened to DeMar over there in Tallahassee? So he finds out where Alice Goronsky lives, and he writes her a letter. It says, I recently read your slanderous remarks about the Orange County Sheriff's Office in the Orlando Sentinel. It is unfortunate that people ridicule others without arming themselves with the facts before they slander a law enforcement agency or individual. Now, you can imagine Alice, this 35-year-old registered Republican, she was surprised. She wonders whether the sheriff broke laws to protect the public's privacy. Oh, Alice, come on. You're just another one of these just half-witted Republicans, right? Only you know how to write a letter. Oh, well, that puts you head and shoulders above the rest of you thugs. Guess what, Alice? This is a law. It's now. You don't have any privacy. What are you talking about? Come on, Alice. Of course he violated your privacy. You think he's not going to? When you supported politicians who voted for this Patriot Act nonsense and sneak a peek, and George Bush is a godly man, he won't let the queers get married, do you think that they were going to exclude you, you stupid woman? She says, you know what? I thought I was exercising my First Amendment right of free speech, expressing an opinion in an open forum about a paid public official. And she considers the sheriff's letter to her a form of intimidation. She also suspects the sheriff had snooped in restricted records because he addressed her as Alice Elizabeth Goronsky, using a middle name that appears only on her driver's license. Well, guess what, sweetheart? The sheriff knows last time you bent over too fast and ripped your bloomers. They know everything about you, baby. This is what it's like, and you're a registered Republican. Aw, isn't that a shame? Of course it's a state and federal crime to get into the Driver's Privacy Protection Act of 1984 and violate it until you freak you voted for George Bush. Guess what, Alice? You don't have any privacy anymore, sweetie. One of these days you're going to write a letter criticizing the sheriff and he's going to come out and taser you just like he did DeMar over there in Tallahassee. You don't think so? This is Air America.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get it to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. If hunting and good old-fashioned capitalism can save these animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. I'm going to get your calls. I swear to God I am, all right? This stuff is just, it's insane, though. And I just want to get this in. James in Wisconsin writes regarding Limbaugh on a shooting spree. Mike, the mitigating factor for Rush on a shooting spree is that he'll more than likely eat what he kills.
Yeah.
And Peter in Tallahassee, who lives in Tallahassee, which is Leon County, that's, you know, where they tased, where the sheriff tasered the Marine veteran. Peter writes, if you want to have a look at Leon County's lowest form of life, and the dumbest white trash dollars in the world park in Leon County Jail's parking lot during shift change. Yeah, okay. Oh my God, I don't know. It just can't get any crazier. Sometimes you think that, but this poor woman in in Orange County, Orlando, who wrote the letter to the editor criticizing this lard-ass sheriff and his use of indiscriminate use of tasers or whatever, stun guns is what she called them. And then she gets a letter from this guy, the sheriff, more or less threatening her. I mean, it's very intimidating, right? You're just exercising what she thought was her First Amendment right. Oh, lady, you are so funny. You're Republican, right? You think you have a First Amendment right to criticize your local sheriff? Are you out of your mind? That's long gone. And you don't think that sheriff now has a right to dig into everything about you to satisfy his own personal sense of wanting to get revenge on you? You don't. Oh, my God. Go vote for Jeb Bush again, lady. Go vote for his brother, George. Vote for some of those psychopathic Republican members of the House and Senate that you crazy people in Florida have. Go ahead. Go ahead. But for God's sake, don't be so stupid as to think that you have First Amendment rights anymore. What did you think? Every time you pick up a paper, lady, that talks about George Bush and his town meetings on Social Security, throwing people out because they don't agree, or might have a bumper sticker that says, no more blood for oil. You know, what about their First Amendment rights, too? Did you think only Democrats were going to be denied their First Amendment rights, lady? Did you really, when you voted Republican? Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. I swear, a lot of people try to figure out why folks vote in direct opposition to their own best interests by voting for Republicans. And it all comes back to the same thing.
We don't want the queers to get married because it's a threat. It's a threat to me and my old lady. You know, we're straight. And as soon as a queer in our neighborhood marries another queer, our house is going to catch fire. Or something.
And they vote for George Bush and Jeb Bush and Orrin Hatch and all these other psychopaths. It's the queer thing. I swear to God, it's the queer thing. That's all it is. That's all it is. They took away my First Amendment rights, she said. I thought I had First Amendment rights. Why? Why did you think that? Why did you think that? Ma'am, Miss Registered Orange County Republican, why did you think you had First Amendment rights? What, because you go to church on Sunday? Oh, you jizzy. Oh, well. All right, let me just drop this in, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Tom DeLay and take your phone calls, all right? This DeLay, this guy's giving corruption a bad name, right? In any crime family, there's always the word that comes down from the top that says, all right, look, you know, okay, we're not, the only reason we're in the building trades is not because we want to build things. So, you know, when you steal, for Christ's sake, don't steal a lot. Just steal a little, all right? Can everybody get that through your heads? You don't steal a lot. You know, 5% here, 3% here, 2.5% there. First thing you know, you got your pile, okay? Don't steal a lot. Why didn't somebody tell Tom DeLay that? This thug steals so his daughter can have, what was it, an engagement party? He steals so he can go to the Marianne Islands. He steals so he can go golfing in Europe. He steals everything that's not nailed down. We're going to talk about DeLay when we come back, and somebody should have told him. You know, I saw the headline on the New York Daily. Is the New York Daily News today? Big Pussy got busted up there today, right? Maybe before he got busted, Big Pussy should have sat down with Tom DeLay and said, "All right, look, all right, just steal a little, okay? This is Air America."
is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
One of the less savory aspects of the cable coverage of Pope John Paul II's passing was the sound of right-wing pundits scavenging through his life for clues to claim him as their own, to make him into the celibate Ronald Reagan. But before they canonize him into their pantheon of Republican saints, decency suggests we honor the man by remembering him in all his complexity. Regarding social policy, John Paul was the first to popularize the phrase culture of life, which Bush has cleverly adopted. However, the Pope's version, unlike the Republicans, enjoys the value of consistency. All life is sacred, even the lives of sinners on death row in Texas. As to foreign policy, he certainly was as anti-communist as Reagan, but his views on Catholic just war theory led him to adamantly oppose the invasion of Iraq. But it was on economic policy that his views diverged most significantly with conservatives. The Pope believed the fundamental moral measure of a society is how the poor were faring. Pope John Paul didn't belong to any particular political ideology. He belonged to God, and now he's home. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Buy West Wing, the complete fourth season, Tuesday on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Zoe Barker is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
He's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes on-air scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it April 5th. And also available on DVD, the complete first three seasons.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, Dean Support. Howard Dean still has strong support with the online activists from his 2004 presidential campaign. Two-thirds of them say they don't want Al Gore or John Kerry to be the Democratic Party nominees in 2008. Their top choice, anyway, is Dean, currently chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Illinois Senator Barack Obama, former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton also got support for a 2008 run. The survey conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press, Howard Dean has said he will not run for president in 2008. Most of the Dean activists supported and contributed money to Kerry after he became the Democratic nominee after Dean pulled out. Overwhelmed Italian officials close to cutting off the long line of pilgrims hoping for a glimpse of Pope John Paul's body. As things now stand, people face 24 hours of waiting in line to see the late Pope, whose remains are on display at St. Peter's Basilica. They're not letting anybody else get on the line, but it's going to take a long time for them all to file through. Over a million people believed to have waited to see the body so far. The funeral is on Friday. The College of Cardinals has set April 18th as the date for the historic start of the conclave to elect a successor to John Paul. The date set on the third day of the meetings of the cardinals who've been gathering in Rome. The Vatican spokesman says the cardinals will hold a mass on Friday morning and then sequester themselves in the Sistine Chapel to start the conclave that afternoon. According to church law, the cardinals are expected to hold one ballot on the first day of the conclave. Monaco's Monte Carlo Casino closed its doors today for the morning period for Prince Rainier. The 81-year-old monarch was Europe's longest-serving ruler before dying this morning after a long illness. At least four Americans were killed after a military helicopter crash in Afghanistan. That number could rise. The crash left 16 people dead in all. An Afghan police official says most of them were Americans. The chopper went down in a desert during bad weather in southeastern Afghanistan. It's the deadliest helicopter crash there since Operation Enduring Freedom began after 9/11. The military says it was traveling to the main U.S. base in Afghanistan from a routine mission when it went down. Two of Johnny Cochran's most famous clients showed up for his funeral today. Michael Jackson, whose molestation trial's in recess, walked slowly into the church with his entourage and his attorney. O.J. Simpson was also there. The service in Los Angeles included remarks from the Reverends Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Cochran was 67 when he died on March 29th of an inoperable brain tumor at his home in Los Angeles. Johnny Cochran had been diagnosed with that tumor back in December of 2003. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Pro Tool, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Factor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Dr. Benjamin Chavis, President and CEO of the Hip Hop Summit Action Network. We're giving a shout-out to Air America. On your first birthday. Congratulations. Keep it hot.
Air America Radio. Proudly entering our second year of shining the light on the right.
About 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. I got an email here from Gloria in Johnstown, PA. She says, last night you said the time delay was toast. From your mouth to the cloud being's ear. But doesn't it seem that every time the Bush crime family has to replace a member, they replace him with someone who is even worse? If anyone needs me, I will be under my bed. Gloria. All right. This delay, this guy, oh, my God. I remember back in 1997, one of his scandals that he's got going here. Back in 1997, this Washington lobbyist arranged a tremendously expensive overseas trip to the island of Saipan for House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. This was over the New Year's holiday back in 97. Now, Saipan is sweatshop central. Saipan, or it was in 97. Things are getting a little bit more sophisticated now. But in 97, most of the factories, the sweatshops there, and they were real sweatshops, were run by Chinese businessmen who would import people for all, it was almost slave labor, bring them to the island of Saipan and pick a well-known American clothing label, and the clothing was being made there. It was really, really bad. Okay, now that's the background. DeLay, his wife, his daughter, and several aides stayed for free at a beachfront resort hotel. Now, I remember talking about this. Remember, Kathy, we were in Chicago when I talked about this. This was this trip by Tom DeLay originally was reported by ABC. Is it ABC 2020 investigation? Yeah, it was ABC. And it was a part of an effort by a former aide named Jack Abramoff to stop legislation aimed at cracking down on sweatshops and sex shops in Saipan. Now, that's in American territory, all right? It got so bad over there that legislation was introduced to say, okay, this has got to stop. The slave labor and bringing in 12 and 13 and 11-year-old boys and girls for sex. Right? Huh? Tom DeLay. Now, the place is known as the Commonwealth of the North Mariana Islands. How many times have you picked up a shirt or a pair of skivvies or whatever, and you look where it's made and it says Mariana Islands? Okay, that's what we're talking about. Now, this Abramoff, he was working at time for a law firm, was paid about $1.5 million by officials in the Mariana Islands to go to whomever it took to kill the attempt to legislate sweatshops and sex shops off their disgusting, filthy little island. And the memo was obtained by ABC News. And the memo said that congressional trips, Abramoff wrote this. He said, okay, guys, here's the deal. Congressional trips, you know, where we bring these pimps out from Washington, that's one of the most effective ways to build permanent friends on the Hill. Now, this is a guy, Abramoff. How do you say his name? I can't say his name. Abramoff. He's now under federal investigation for his activities, including this thing back in 97. So who did they go to? Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay, who at the time, what was he? In 97, he was he majority? I don't know what he was then. But now he's the majority leader. After touring one of these sweatshops, DeLay, and this is the part that drove me insane. I talked about this on ABC's WLS in Chicago. DeLay praised Saipan and all these Chinese whoremasters at a New Year's Eve party that was attended by the top factory owners. He said, quote, "You represent everything that is good about what we're trying to do in America," end quote. Now, what DeLay meant at the time, no unions in Saipan, no decent wages, people held in bonded servitude. 12-year-old whores running up and down the aisles of these sweatshops servicing the Chinese supervisors and foremen. It was horrifying. It was awful. It was scenes from hell. And this is Tom DeLay saying, "You represent everything that is good about what we're trying to do in America." Tom DeLay is a devil. Do you understand that? He is out of the bowels, the part of hell where the diarrhea is manufactured. That's where he's from. That's Tom DeLay. According to a recording made by a human rights investigator posing as a potential customer, one of the prominent factory owners said that Tom DeLay had promised that he'd go back to the United States and stop the attempt to clean up the mess, the reform laws. Tom DeLay said, yeah, I'll go back and do it. Don't worry. You just give me some money. Give me some money. Give me lots. Give me millions of dollars, all right? Give me lots of money. Give me money. I'll go back to the United States House of Representatives where I absolutely rule and where I'm going to rule even more, and I'll stop it all. And you can continue to screw your 12-year-olds, and you can continue to bring people over here from Cambodia and the Philippines and Thailand and Vietnam and India and bring them over here and exploit the living hell out of them, and we'll all get rich. One of these factory owners, someone named Willie Tan, he said, do you know what Tom told me? He said, Willie, if they elect me majority whip, I'll make the schedule of the Congress, and I'm not going to put it on the schedule. So forget it, Willie. No chance. And they made this piece of human refuse, this Tom DeLay, the majority whip. And the 10 and 11 and 12-year-old boy and girl whores continued, and the sweatshops continued. This is the culture of life. This is a man that says Jesus is directing him what to do. I'll tell you who's directing Tom DeLay, the worst, vile, filthy demon ever conjured up in the acid-addled mind of some medieval priest someplace in Bavaria. That's who's dictating Tom DeLay, not Jesus. Government watchdog groups found DeLay's trips to be troubling. Now, that was then. So when you start to hear this stuff about DeLay, and now this freak is saying, and the Republicans in Congress are jumping right on the freak's bandwagon, oh, they're after me. They're after me. They're trying to kill conservatism in the United States. They're after me because I represent. I'm Tom DeLay. They're after me. I'm a man of Christ. I'm a man of God. They're after me. I didn't know that they were 12-year-old little whores. I thought they were 13. You know, in some cultures, 13 is the age of consent. And as far as buggering the little boys, I have nothing to do with that. I don't know anything about that, okay? All I did was what Willie Tan and the rest of these animals asked me to do, and they gave me lots of money. My name is Tom DeLay. You mess with me, I'll hammer you. I am the hammer. I am the exterminator. I eat bugs. I drink. I drink insect repellent. I am a demon. I am a demon. Now, today in the New York Times, it was reported that Tom DeLay's wife and daughter have been paid more than $500,000 since 2001 for doing what? For making sure the little 11 and 12 and 13-year-old boy and girl whores are not discovered or linked to Tom DeLay? Is that it? Remember, Nancy in Plano, Texas, writes to me, she said, Mike, I did a little research today and found in the summer of 1989, Speaker Jim Wright, Democrat of Texas, was forced out of office by Newt Gingrich. Among the charges was a horrible charge that his wife accepted an $18,000 salary. Tom DeLay and his posse. Have you seen pictures of his old lady? I'm sorry, is this an ad hominem attack against his wife? Yes! She looks like a female demon. I'm not even going to talk about their kid. $500,000 that they can trace. These people are bandits, gangsters. They make their money off sweat of people from third world countries and little tiny whores running around servicing Chinese businessmen. This is Tom DeLay. Do you understand that? Do you understand that, gentle listener? The House Majority Leader is a pimp, and he pimps children, for God's sake.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing three times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you three free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Organized working families and their allies hit the streets of San Francisco to protest what they say are the anti-worker policies of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tim Paulson is executive director of the San Francisco Central Labor Council.
He's traveling the state right now, and he's collecting money from corporate interests to basically attack workers' rights.
Paulson says that Schwarzenegger's fundraiser in San Francisco to finance his anti-worker agenda costs $100,000 a person just to get in the door. Paulson says even former right-wing House Speaker Newt Gingrich thinks that it's crazy for Republicans like Schwarzenegger to go after working families on issues like pensions and Social Security.
When they talked about privatizing Social Security or talking away defined benefits, Newt Gingrich said, are these guys crazy? They're getting workers pissed off, they're getting seniors pissed off, and they're getting the Democrats pissed off.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the union for the information age.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Mariana Islands, his wife. He had a lobby firm pay for his daughter's baby shower. Huh?
Just take a little bit, Tom. You know... Don't take everything, man. Just a little bit. That's all you got to do.
A Texas energy company being investigated with regards to improper fundraising by those connected with House Majority Leader Tom DeLay held a baby shower for DeLay's daughter Danielle, and the event was attended by lobbyist Jack Abramoff. There he is again! You can find this at rawstory.com. The shower, originally reported in Roll Call newspaper, was held at the Washington offices of Reliant Energy, a Texas-based power company that has given heavily to DeLay and his political action committees. I believe in a culture of life! My life! My wife's life! My daughter's life! That's what life I believe in! Terry Schiavo! No, 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 no! I pulled my old man's plug! I'll pull your plug, sucker! I am the hammer! I am the bug man! I pull plugs. I put things into plugs. Or plugs into things. I don't know. A few weeks after this party, DeLay held a two-day golf tournament where Reliant Energy chipped in $25,000 to the committee now being investigated in Texas. Jack Abramoff, the lobbyist, paid for trips that were taken by this thug. The trips, taken in violation of House rules, ran a tab of more than $130,000. Told of the event, one veteran Democratic aide, is this from the New York, where's this from? Raw Story. Told of the event, one veteran Democratic aide was floored. He said, it's fairly common for corporations to hold receptions in honor of someone, like us Democrats, but I've never heard of anybody having a baby shower. At the time, DeLay's office blasted those who questioned the baby shower. Well, Danny's girlfriend, Danielle DeLay, Danny's girlfriend had a baby shower for her and paid for the Costco finger food out of her own pocket. She invited Danny's friends to celebrate one of the happiest times in life, the birth of a child. Tom DeLay understands that his activities are going to be parsed with a great deal of attention, but extending this level of intrusiveness to his daughter's baby shower, oh, that's so cheap. Oh, my God. His daughter, by the way, is under investigation by a Texas grand jury examining the fundraising activities of Texans for Republican Majority, a Texas State Political Action Committee that was modeled on DeLay's highly effective national PAC. Emails obtained in the case show the Reliant Energy appears to have been solicited by DeLay. Give us money! I want money! Reliant gave $65,000 in soft money to DeLay's leadership PAC, Americans for Republican Majority. And $37,000 for this, and $12,000 for that, and $130,000 for that, and $2,000 for that. A six-day trip to Moscow by then House Majority Whip Tom DeLay a few years back was underwritten by business interests lobbying in support of the Russian government. DeLay said the trip was sponsored by a Washington-based nonprofit organization. DeLay lied! People that are now starting to sing about Tom DeLay's trip and everything say the expenses were covered by a mysterious... This is in the Washington Post. Expenses were covered by a mysterious company registered in the Bahamas that also paid for an intensive $440,000 lobbying campaign. It's unclear precisely how the money was transferred from the Bahamian registered company to the nonprofit. Nobody seems to know. The expense-paid trip by DeLay and four of the staff members cost $57,238, according to records filed during his 6 days in Moscow. He played golf, met with Russian church leaders, talked to Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin, a friend of Russian oil and gas executives associated with the lobbying effort, and had visits from 13-year-old whores! No, I added that last part about the whores. Oh, my God!
Delay on March 18th portrayed criticism of his trips and close ties to lobbyists as the product of a conspiracy to, quote, destroy the conservative movement, end quote, by attacking its leaders such as himself, quote, this is a huge nationwide concerted effort to destroy everything we believe in, DeLay told supporters at the Family Research Council, a conservative Christian group. And you folks wonder why I go after these rotten, filthy, disgusting Christians. Quotes around the word Christian. Oh, my God.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous.
Voices in wartime.
My subject is war and the pity of war. The poetry is in the pity.
These haunting words were written by Wilfred Owen, a soldier poet in the British Army during the First World War, killed at the age of 25. As our nation enters a third year of the war in Iraq, his words become more meaningful. Voices in Wartime, a powerful new documentary which opens in theaters this Friday, April 8th, explores the poetry and the pity in war through powerful images, moving interviews, and the words of poets from around the world. Voices in Wartime gives the gut-wrenching experience of war a fresh perspective. It steps away to look at all wars, not just the conflicts currently in the news. History and literature have shown that in times of war, poets can lead us to greater truths and that the power of poetry can help us understand the trauma, violence, and death caused by armed conflict. Voices in Wartime opens Friday, April 8th at the Landmark Sunshine and New Metro Twin. For more information, log on to voicesinwartime.org.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Maturity Report.
Frequently you'll hear a lot of young people say, I joined the Army because I want to fight for democracy. Stay here. We need your help here.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
That's right.
Young people, if you can hear me, boy oh boy, do we need your help fighting here for democracy. Because apparently the Bush administration's working a little harder to at least pretend to bring it elsewhere as they destroy it here.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Okay, here's the last one. This is it. All right, Brian Ross at ABC is reporting this one. Have you heard something called Position of the Year? Here's the story. This is from Jamestown, New York. Just one doctor. His name is Dr. Rudolph Mueller. He got a fax from a congressman in Washington. Mueller had been named Physician of the Year for the year 2004. The doctor says, my secretary came running in and said, Dr. Rudy, look what you won, you're Physician of the Year. Mueller said, he's an internist. But, here it comes, in order to receive, have you ever gotten these things in your profession? Huh? Have you gotten these? To receive the award in person at a special two-day workshop in Washington last month, Dr. Mueller found out that he would have to make a $1,250 contribution to the National Republican Congressional Committee. He said it was a disturbing discovery. He said, to actually buy your award, and it's not from your peers or from your patients or from the community that you serve, it's really deceptive. It's not being honest. It's just not right. End quote. To see what the award process was all about, though, Mueller sent in his $1,250 contribution, and then ABC News paid for his travel to Washington for the scheduled events, which were last month. Included a tax reform workshop as well as appearances by House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and Bush. Mueller soon found out he was not the only winner. There were hundreds of Physicians of the Year present, many of whom found the criteria for being selected equally as opaque. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. You know, I'm a Physician of the Year. Really? So am I. So are these people. Hey, there's 30 more over here. Hi, how are you guys? Hey, are you Physician? I'm Physician of the Year. Hey, hello, how are you? I'm Physician of the Year. Yeah? What are you in? I'm in bunions. Oh, well, I'm Physician of the Year, too. I'm a cardiologist. Well, how are you? I'm a nephrologist. I'm a Physician of the Year. How about, did you send in your $1,250? Yes, I did. The Republicans, under the direction of Tom DeLay, according to Brian Ross, came up with the idea for the awards 5 years ago as a means of helping to raise money for the congressional campaign efforts for their party.
Hey, I know! Let's come up with something called Physicians of the Year! You know, doctors are really dumbasses anyway. They won't figure it out. We can get several hundred of them here together. And they'll never walk up to each other and say, why are you here?
Well, I'm a physician of the year. Well, so am I. Really? Yes. Well, so am I.
So am I. So am I. I'm a physician of the year, too.
Tom DeLay. Now tell me again, okay? Why did we impeach Bill Clinton? Oh, that's right. I don't think I've ever seen a more disgusting, contemptible weasel, a snake. If you're involved in a snake rescue organization or you love weasels, please don't send me an email, okay? I'm just trying to pick a word here. You know, I don't like snakes, frankly. Oh, geez, I can see the emails coming now.
We're from the Herpetologist Society. What's
that word? Herpetology?
Herpetologist Society. And snakes, Mike, are really nice animals.
Save it, okay? I don't want to hear it. Have you ever seen such a piece of con artist waste as Tom DeLay? This is what the United States House of Representatives has become. It's Tom DeLay's personal casino. Give me money. I will give you 12-year-old whores. I will make sure your sweatshop stays open. Pay for my daughter's baby shower. Give my wife up $500,000. Bite me. Bite me. Rub me. Touch me. Do things to me. I'm Tom DeLay. I have a dead animal in my head. It's driving me crazy. Give me money. My guts are on fire. Christ talks to me every night. I drink coffee upside down, and the coffee doesn't even come out of the cup. Do you understand? I'm insane, and I am the Speaker of the House. No, it's not Denny Hastert. That's my hand puppet. I don't even need... You know, when I make Jell-O, I don't even have to put it in a mold. It just forms. I want money. And all my bitches want money. That's the other guys here in the house. They're all my bitches. And I hammer them. I'm the hammer. And George Bush loves me. This is unbelievable. When I get up in the morning, my bed makes itself. It just, the sheet moves, and then the blanket moves, and then the bed's, and I stand there and I'm in awe, because I know that the Spirit of God is moving on my bed. I want money. I'm Tom DeLay. I'm the Speaker of the House. I'm a madman. I'm insane. I eat people. And I've got a dead animal in my head. God. This is where we are. Do you understand this, truth seeker? Do you understand this, talk radio listener? Do you understand how sick and degenerate it's become with the Republican Party? We're the party of life. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not even close, you sick bastard. You're not even close to being a party of life. You're not even a party of death. You're a party of suspended animation. You're a party of comas. You're a party of beeping machines. I can't stand it. I, you know? This is what we've come down to. This is it. This is the Republican Party. This is the Republican Party. Do you understand that? This is the Republican Party. This is the highest levels. While this animal steals and lies and cons and says sends 13-year-old, 12-year-old whores running around a Saipan sweatshops, George Bush is over here blowing Iraqi children into red mist. And Dick Cheney is over on the other side, you know, gobbling up every single business he can get his hands on in Iran. And Dr. Bill Frist is running around someplace making sure that nobody can get medical care. Talking about how Jesus talks to him, too. Oh, the Lord and Savior is busy with these Republicans running hither and yon. They call themselves Christians. I call them aliens, pod people, contemptible, disgusting. Tom DeLay needs to get out of town. Somebody needs to get Tom DeLay. A group of people need to go. His peers need to go to him. These little rats that are other Republicans who are terrified of him, you know, because he's the hammer, he's the exterminator. They need to go to him and say, Tom, you know what? You're making it harder and harder for us to steal. You really are. Jesus, you've stolen just about everything. Word's getting out. It's in the Post. It's in the Times. It's all over the place. The psychopath on Air America, Mike Malloy, was screaming out your name last night, talking about you got a dead animal in your head. It's falling apart, Tom. It's falling apart, Tom. For God's sake, you're going to have to go back to Texas, because if you don't, you're going to queer it for all of us, pardon the expression, but it's going to be harder than hell for us to continue to steal if you don't back off, Tom. You got to disappear the same way. You remember Newt Gingrich? Remember how he's gone now? He's over, I don't know, he writes books and sits around in a rubber bungalow talking to himself, and he's got a dead animal in his head too. But Tom, you got to get out of here, please. Dear Jesus, please go. Please, it's getting harder and harder to steal, Tom. Can't you go back to Texas? Go to Sugar Land and do Wednesday night prayer meetings or something. Get that old bag of snakes out. Open a hair salon or something, but just get out of here, Tom. Please, you're making it harder and harder for us to steal and lie and cheat and commit corrupt acts and send American boys off to die and kill brown people. You're making it tough, Tom. You stole too much. That's the word going around Washington right now, say, with Tom DeLay. Have you ever, I mean seriously, hey, you Republican conservative lurkers, yeah, you, I see you. I got a dead animal in my head too, sucker. Let me ask you something, Republican. Huh? How much more of this can you take? How do you like your boy Tom DeLay now, huh? Look what he's doing. How do you like George Bush? You apes, Republican. How much blood can you lay in before you drown? Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
West Wing, the complete fourth season, now on DVD. A new term.
God bless the United States of America!
A new threat to national security.
Sword Barker is missing, and there's a dead agent at the scene.
Tell me now, do you think she's already dead?
And no choice but to step aside.
She's invoking the 25th Amendment.
You're relieved, Mr. President.
DVD includes unaired scenes and bonus features that take you inside the White House and behind the scenes. West Wing, the complete fourth season. Buy it now, and also available on DVD. The complete first three seasons.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once, Planet Check.
Lights, camera, action.
Green Treks is all about telling stories that change the world.
That's Tim Schlitzer, president of Green Treks Network.
Our belief is a lot of stories that are being told about the environment aren't really ones that help change it as much as help put more fear in people's lives.
Think globally, act locally.
What people really act on is when they see somebody locally doing something.
Think the sun don't shine in Philly?
We just broadcast a story about a family who switched totally over to solar power in Philadelphia, and because they generate so much energy, their meter runs backwards.
After the story aired, folks were calling asking how they could do the same.
Most responses that we got were, I didn't know you could do that in Philadelphia.
Find them online.
GreenTreks.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Piramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. Old-fashioned animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. I guess we ought to take some calls. Well, that's our Mark Marshall. All right, Mark Marshall. Oh, Mark wants to talk about our word. Mark is our webmaster. He's calling from New York City. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I am just fine, and I'm glad to get, first of all, thanks to everybody who came out on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, you already got a chance to say that, but I didn't. So thanks, everybody, for coming out on Sunday.
That was a lot of fun, man. We really had a good time at the Raven.
It absolutely was. What a nice bunch of folks. People at the Raven, too. And there's pictures of that on the board for people who want to go see it.
Yeah.
The reason why I called, and I don't think you mentioned this, and I'm really glad because I get to be the one to mention it. For those of you who don't know, the March of Dimes has an award called the Air Award. It's an Achievement in Radio Award. And Uncle Mike won Best Talk Radio Show in New York this evening. So congratulations to you and to Kathy for Look, just from the beginning of the show tonight to what we, you know, to the last commercial break is precisely why you won it, and congratulations.
Well, thanks. We were in the car coming back from the airport, and Linda Blake gave us a call. Linda now works on the West Coast for the Air America affiliate out there, and she gave us a call, and they were still at the banquet, and said that I knew we had made the cut in all the nominations, and believe it or not, that we had won. And I was just I was really surprised and very, you know, grateful. I mean, what the hell? The only thing that I, and I have to say this, Mark, and you know this, you know Kathy, you know my wife, you know my kid, and I have to say this, one of the reasons we won that award is for the work that Kathy Bay, my wife, that she does, and you know it as well as I do. She is the best radio producer that I have ever come across. Now, that's easy to say, right? That's your wife, but the proof is in the pudding, and it's her work that makes this show sound the way it sounds. I mean, I can get crazy, and I'm, you know, I mean it when I get crazy. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to bust a gut, and you know that as well as I do. But I have got to make sure that people understand that Kathy, who produces this show down here in this little old studio in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, is just one of the best producers I have ever, the best, as far as I'm concerned, I've ever come across. So anything, and I know her name doesn't go on that award, it'll just have my name on it, but by God, she's a producer. She makes it happen.
She absolutely does. Makes a big difference. And, yeah, and her name's up on the front of the site, too, and in the message boards, because, you know, it wouldn't be the same without her. So
that's
congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. And it was good to hang out with you and Maddie Joan and all the folks that showed up. We had a good time, and thanks for, you know, all you New Yorkers, thanks for making our trip. You know, we're from the country, man. We're from Atlanta, Georgia. We get off the airplane, we have to shake our pants so all the hayseed falls out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, the roads are paved up here, which is good, you know.
Well, that was surprising. We thought, you know, we came in that damn storm on Saturday night, and, you know, after shuffling from they wouldn't let us land, and they sent us to Philadelphia, and then they let us come back about an hour and a half later, and we all thought we were going to die. Everybody on that airplane, I never heard so much praying. It was just unbelievable. And, you know, when we landed, I was surprised the streets hadn't washed out. You know, if that would have happened down here, hell, we all would have been driving around in mud.
Listen, one last thing I'm going to pass on before I jump off. There's a really great website I found, and it's sort of a fitting guy. I heard the interview you did that they're playing on the Air America site, you know, the About the Show and everything.
Right.
And you were talking about the fact that you view a lot of international media, which many people do.
Yes.
I found this website called Watching America.
Watching America.
WatchingAmerica.com.
Yeah.
And what it is, and then the headline on the front page is Discover What the World Thinks About Us, but us is spelled U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally an entire news page of nothing but headlines and articles translated from all around the world.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool resource. So I just want to pass that on to everybody while I'm here.
All right. Say it again. What is it again? Watching us?
www.watchingamerica.com.
WatchingAmerica.com. All right.
Yep.
That's great. Hey, listen, thanks, Mark.
Hey, congratulations again, and congratulations, Kathy and Molly, for that matter.
Yeah, well, Molly had a great time. You know, it's wonderful being 8 months old, I would imagine, because she slept. I had like a death grip on that child when we made the second part of that trip, unexpected, mm-hmm. from Philly to New York. And, I mean, that plane was all over the sky. Like I said, there were people praying and throwing up, and there's nothing. Boy, that's a combination, man. When you hear people praying and throwing up at the same time, it's like, oh dear God. And Molly just slept right through it. You know, she's just like, well, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, she's not going to see her first birthday. But we made it. We made it. Everything was cool. All right, thanks, Mark.
Good talking to you. Take care.
All right, sir. You too. Little bit of family business there, I guess. Is that okay? I guess it's okay to do that. Can we do that? Huh? Yeah, well, okay. All right. We as you can see by the clock, we have a break coming up here very quickly. And when we come back, we're going to do nothing but phone calls. Hopefully, you'll focus a little bit on this time delay thing. I'm serious. I have never seen this kind of corruption. Never. Never. Now, I'm not as dumb as we make it sound like just because we're from the South. But and we have political corruption here in the South that is just mind-boggling. But Tom DeLay really has set a record, hasn't he? I mean, hasn't he set a record? This is a world-class punk and world-class thief. And he also happens to be the power behind the throne in the United States House of Representatives. Think about that. This guy brings dishonor, contempt, and disgust to the U.S. House. Unbelievable. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drovny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drovny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather, it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
No.
But,
no.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I...
Nope.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Gloria al Padre, al Figlio.
The U.S. delegation led by President Bush is now in Rome ahead of Pope John Paul II's funeral on Friday. The President and First Lady Laura Bush joined the more than 1 million mourners who have viewed the Holy Father as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Former Presidents Bush and Clinton, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card also paid their final respects to the pontiff. Mr. Bush will be the first sitting U.S. president to attend a pope's funeral. Security will be extra tight in Rome come Friday's funeral. The beefed-up patrols include a no-fly zone, anti-aircraft missiles, and thousands of police reinforcements. Italy has called in the army to help manage the huge crowds. Police in Rome have closed the official line for pilgrims to see the body of Pope John Paul. Even so, a second line has formed behind that line. It's made up of several thousand people who refuse to give up. They're separated from the people in the first line by policemen with sticks and guns. At least 16 people are dead in a U.S. military helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Wednesday's crash is the deadliest air incident involving U.S. troops since they were deployed in 2001. The military says two people who may have boarded the chopper remain missing. Connecticut lawmakers approve a bill legalizing civil unions for same-sex couples. Under the measure, gay couples could gain all the rights and protections of marriage, just not the title. Senate Deputy Republican Leader John McKinney says anyone worried about adverse effects from the bill only needs to look at Vermont.
We have not seen any change in Vermont since the civil union bill was passed and enacted in law. Since 1999.
The bill now moves on to the House, where it's expected to easily pass. Connecticut's governor, who favors the measure, remains noncommittal on the bill's current wording. Thousands of people, including celebrities and politicians, convened on Los Angeles Wednesday for the funeral of attorney Johnny Cochran. Russ Spears has more.
Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn was among the first to offer a tribute to Cochran.
The life that Johnny Cochran lived is evidenced by all of you here today. His love and care for those who needed help, who might not have had a friend like him. He recognized his talents and used his talents for justice.
Among those who also came to honor Cochran, entertainers Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and many of Cochran's legal colleagues over the years. In Los Angeles, I'm Russ Spears.
Cochran died last week from an inoperable brain tumor at the age of 67. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Randy Rhodes.
Alan Keyes, do you remember me?
I'm not sure I do.
Well, we were on the street once in New York at the Republican National Convention walking down the street, and you had said that Mary Cheney was a selfish hedonist, and I asked you if you really said that, and you had your people hustle you away from me.
But many things happened in New York.
Remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's interesting. Unfortunately, I think what's happening in the country is far more important.
What is happening in the country?
It's very simple. It's geometric.
It's geometric. Your logic defies logic.
Air America Radio.
Thank you.
decided that we're really not together. For the love that's deep inside of us could be said. And it's how we live together. Get the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down for you now. Feel alive.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. As promised, let's do some phone calls here. I apologize once again for the delay. Mark is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, it's Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have free bumper stickers, and I wrote the book, Just Say No to Fascism. Great show today.
Well, thanks.
You're right. Florida is crazy. I mean,
yeah.
It all started here in 2000. We've got Catherine Harris. We had the voter roll purges. We had a little bit of help from Justice Scalia as far as stopping the recount.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty of electronic voting machines, and we've got Bush's brother, and we've got plenty of theocrats as well. So it is crazy. But there are a lot of progressives down here. Don't let them fool you. You won't see us on the mainstream media, but we are here, and we are working. You know, part of the aristocracy's strategy for keeping control over the population is to divide the proletariat, divide the working people. And you can do that with racism. I mean, all the way through our country's history, they've had that. We still have lynchings down here in Tampa. There's been harassment and mass deportations of Arabic people. You've got people blaming all our problems on the immigrants. Now you've got these guys with live ammunition, real bullets, not just the pepper spray and plastic bullets that the government uses, real rounds aimed at Mexicans in hopes that they might catch one coming across the border.
Mm-hmm.
You've got class resentment, people talking about intellectual morons and latte liberals on one side, and then you've got us talking about Nazis on the other, because government for the corporate aristocracy is fascism. I wrote a book about that, Just Say No to Fascism. We've got a police state. You see cops on television every day where they've got their boots on somebody's neck. That's to desensitize the population to a police state environment. You've got these free speech zones where you go to protest somebody, they're going to put you in what looks like a kill box.
Really?
Concrete and barbed wire around you, and then they'll arrest you for having a wrong shirt or bumper sticker. You know, it's easy to subdue the population. As a soldier, one of the things I learned was that in order to control prisoners, you got to silence them, you got to separate them, and give them the mushroom treatment. You know, give us the mushroom treatment in this country. Don't show us the war on TV. It's funny, I don't watch much TV, but I put it on Surf today at 6:30 because I thought that was when the world news was going to be on.
Right.
I saw, out of 32 pictures of different channels, I saw one picture that was military-related. It was like there's no war in Iraq. Where'd the war go?
Yeah.
It's incredible. We got to get the word out. There's a lot of work to do. We've got 2006 is right around the corner. We need to get a government that represents the people of the United States of America.
Yeah, we do. I'll tell you what, if that doesn't happen soon, and this is not empty rhetoric, it's gone. The whole experiment is gone. We have got to get rid of people like Tom DeLay and Bill Frist and George Bush and Dick Cheney. This collection of thugs is just staggering, and they have to go. And I with all my heart, I hope it happens legally and peacefully. Mark, thanks a lot. What's the website again?
I'm at JustSayNoToFascism.com. I've got free bumper stickers. Put them on your car. We've got to get this out into public dialogue. That's what they're for. So come get them.
All right. I hear you. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you checking in. Take care. Marshall is calling from New York. Marshall, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, you and Kathy are doing a fantastic job. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I really mean it. I just wanted to briefly talk about the concept of conspiracy theories and how it's handled in the news. And specifically, I wanted to address one particular mode of dialogue, if you don't mind, Mike.
Sure.
You know, it's really odd that, as somebody who's a liberal myself, every time that you get into conversations, especially with people on the other side, whatever that is, the first thing you get hit with, like with a mace, is that it's that you're a conspiracy theorist. And so I just wanted to say the one thing, effective way that I have found to argue against people is to say, well, look, let's start with our criminal justice system. the one of the main cornerstones of our prosecution technique is to go after the RICO statutes. And by definition, the RICO statutes are used to prosecute people under the theory that there is a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. That's how they prosecute white criminals, white-collar crimes, and mafiosos.
Right, but the person, the right-winger you'd be explaining that to, would no more understand what you're saying, or would understand it and just totally reject it. Are you suggesting that's the proper response to a Republican?
No, I guess in a way I'm suggesting that if you're having a legitimate calm dialogue with somebody who let's say somebody who's even remotely reasonable, I don't think that they're so used to repeating this charge of somebody, they don't actually think for themselves like what that actually means.
Yeah.
And even people like people on your colleagues on your show, they're apologists for, like, the other day one of your colleagues had Jamie Garlick on, and she kind of threw out the idea. She said, well, those are people that actually believe that the Kennedy assassination was a conspiracy. And and one of your colleagues just said, oh, well, they made some reference to people in the tin hats and whatnot. And I really felt like saying, well, Jamie, you're actually out of touch with the House Select Committee on Assassinations, which in 1979 itself said it was a conspiracy. They just couldn't figure out who it was.
Yeah, they said...
Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, no, you are. I remember that. They left it rather vague and ambiguous, but they did not close the books, as far as I'm concerned, on the Kennedy assassination. Those books will remain open. You and I will probably not live long enough to ever get the truth. But you're right. The House Select Committee on Assassinations left it totally open as to how that happened and who was involved. So I hear what you're saying.
I might be a bit naive here with my.
No, mind. You're not. You're making perfect sense. And I wish people could understand that. But calling a point of view nothing but a conspiracy theory is the way non-thinking, brain-dead right-wingers respond. Just like the experience I had trying to pick up my glasses the other day when a woman held her crucifix in my face. This is just the way people respond who are grossly ignorant and fearful, very, very afraid. I do believe, and I believe this more and more every day, that people who supported the Republicans, whether it's on the county commission or the presidency, are terribly afraid of what they've done. They're afraid of what kind of a negative, nasty, ugly force they unleashed on America with their vote for Republicans. They're terrified of their stupidity and their ignorance, that they were taken in so badly by these right-wing Republicans who now run this country. So I think when somebody, waves that cross in your face and says, well, that's just a conspiracy theory, I agree that it might be to some advantage to try to explain to them that conspiracy theory is a workable phrase. of course.
Right.
Of course it's a conspiracy theory, you moron. But I don't know how you can get that across. I don't. These are very scared people, okay? They just are. They're just terrified.
Well, it just seems, Mike, I won't go on much longer, but it seems like the disconnect that I find the most astounding is that people don't see the things that go on in other countries as being so conspiratorial or insane. Like, they have no problem with, believing the possibility that we supported a coup in Chile or in other places, or that there's political assassination in Mexico, but yet they just don't believe it can happen here, as Sinclair Lewis said. It's bizarre to me.
Well, disconnect. Conspiracy theory has the same kind of effect. It's like shaking the bones in somebody's face. The same kind of effect as the two words liberal media. It's designed to just shut down and shut off the mind of the person saying it. When you hear somebody say liberal media, that's a short circuit that they're using to blast their own head into a non-thinking coma-like position. And conspiracy theory is the same. They use it for the same reason, because they can't handle the truth. As Colonel, what's his name from A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson.
Right. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle. Marshall, got to leave there. Thank you, sir.
Mike.
I appreciate you checking in, and your idea makes sense. Quick break. We'll be back. Colonel who? Colonel Jessup. Colonel Jessup.
You can't handle the truth.
Stay with us. This is Air America.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that privatization has run amok. And it's not just Social Security that's at risk. Ideas and words that used to belong to the public are quickly slipping into private hands. Donald Trump has trademarked the phrase, "you're fired," and the hand gesture that goes with it. Excerpts from Martin Luther King's speeches are cut from textbooks because publishers can't afford to buy the rights from his family. Comedians had to fend off music industry lawyers when they made a parody of the song "This Land Is Your Land." But it doesn't stop there. Public universities are now auctioning off their scientific research to corporations. Taxpayers pay for this research, but then it's locked up by corporations and used for private profit. President Bush has pushed for an ownership society. But let's hope this doesn't turn into a country where everything is owned. Words and knowledge belong to everyone. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and the supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. Lewis is calling from Coral Springs, Florida. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you, I love you and Air America. You guys are the best.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Yeah, we really, really, really do. This everybody that works at this network, we really appreciate the fact that people have found Air America and are tuning in. It's great.
Yeah, I just want to touch on a couple of things real quick.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to let you go so you can talk to other people.
Okay.
I wish, man, I wanted George W. Bush to lose so he can pay for what he did to Carla Faye Tucker, Gary Graham, stopping the recount.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I hope is, I know it'll be impossible, but an impeachment. But, oh, well, that's what I hope for. Also, I wrote this letter, and do you have a fax or a mailing address? You're going to love it. This letter that I wrote about for church people who voted for Bush and flying monkeys.
Yeah, I got a fax. You want to write it down real quick?
Yeah, write it down real quick, yeah. Okay.
All right, 404.
404.
378.
378.
91.
91.
67.
67, perfect.
Yeah.
And also, three more things really fast. This swine, this pig, Sean Hannity, I don't hear anybody fighting with him. But these flying monkeys fight with us, but I don't hear nobody fighting with Sean Hannity. I don't know how nobody can penetrate over there, you know?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These guys like Hannity, who really is a slime ball. I it's easy to make up words and say things about people, but Hannity is the worst kind of whore that I've ever run across. He makes Limbaugh almost look like a normal person, but when you get to the level of somebody like Hannity or somebody like Limbaugh or somebody like you can name half a dozen of these guys. They're immune. They're the only way that they will ever be brought up short is like Limbaugh when he goes to jail or prison for his drug scam, forcing his housekeeper to go do drug deals for him. It always takes the force of the law to bring these right wingers down. And even then, it doesn't always happen. You know, they have millions of dollars they've stolen using the public airwaves, and they use that to buy a real good legal defense team. And, you know, rich people in this country, for the most part, do not go to jail. Rich white people very seldom ever go to jail for anything up to and including murder. That's just the way this great American criminal justice system works. So as far as Hannity or Limbaugh, there's, like I said, there's half a dozen of them. They're useless. They're worthless, except for the fact that they have just so polluted the airwaves. But you can't reach them. They're immune. They're different from you and me, Lewis.
Yeah.
They operate under different rules, different laws from what you and I have to operate under. They float in a huge vat of slime way above our heads.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying with that?
I understand. And watch
right.
your back, because there's another one in Atlanta called Neil Bortz.
Well, Neil is just Neil's a small-town geek. You know, Neil's no problem. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in. All right, Lewis?
Yeah.
You have a nice evening. Michael is calling from Dallas. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. Good evening, man. The 2 hours of radio that I just heard, while I was on hold and all.
And I'm sorry.
But let me tell you, that was some of the greatest radio I've heard in forever.
Thanks. Great. That's very kind of you. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I had so much time. I put the boys to bed, gave them a bath, took care of my dog, even had a chance to write down a few things so I won't forget. So just let me rip it off for you.
Sure. Go ahead.
I want to throw a few things into the public domain, try to frame it from our point of view. Tominy tweet delay.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, Tominy Tweed delay. But, that's kind of disparaging against Tammany Tweed,
Sure, absolutely.
That ain't right. We're not against the party disparaging people, when you compare Tweed to a real criminal like delay.
That's
anyway,
right.
But hopefully this is like his final act, and we got him in the corner, and we don't let up, We just got to keep him there in the corner. Remember Bill Hicks? A good old comedian from a while back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you remember a bit he called the Republican Beast is dead?
No, I don't. A lot of people have mentioned Hicks to me, and Don't anybody say anything here and send me bad emails. But I still haven't gone out and bought one of his CDs, and I have to, and I'm sorry I haven't, and we're going to. So
you can get it on Rhapsody if you got one of your producers with an account there. Zip it down.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. Republican Beast is dead. And I tell you, I want to hear that again. And this time I know we're singing it to celebrate that this Republican Beast, you know, this big, hairy Republican Beast that we have now is dead.
right.
So, in fact, you know, what I really want to call these guys are the Corruptocrats.
Corruptocrats?
Corrupt. They corrupt everything they touch. But, you know, more accurately, let's call them the Corrupticans.
Corrupticans. All right. I got that. I like that. That's good.
Corrupticans, you know, because, you know, I mean, all we do is, you know, they corrupt everything they touch. Our legal system, you know.
Everything. We got 10 seconds here, Michael.
Our boardrooms, they're just meatheads. We got to get rid of these Corrupticans.
I hear you. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate it. Thanks for holding on. Take care. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back.
And quoting from the Bible.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Larry King here. I want to tell you how I take my vitamin C. I take the advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. And I take it year-round. Why? For protection. Hey, I don't cancel my insurance when the weather gets better. So do what I do. Take Ester C and delicious new Ester C soft chews. All year-round. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Here I am watching these shows on Scarborough, and I don't know why I do it to myself, but they keep saying liberal elitist this, liberal elitist that. I just want to know, what is the definition of a liberal elitist? Is it a different race of human being?
866-303-AAR0.
I drive around all day, and I cannot take the people that they have on the conservative radio. I just sweat the fresh air, and I want to thank you for being there.
We're listening.
It's nice to hear some people that make some sense here.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Darren is calling from Brooklyn. Darren, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, that's cool, Mike. Thanks. I wanted to congratulate you and Kathy for the award.
Thank you.
And also, I was at the Raven on Sunday, and I got Molly that orange little stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you, she played with that on the plane on the way home. I had a little rattle in her hand. She had a little frog, green frog rattle. It makes too much noise. When you're traveling with somebody like me who's sitting there gripping anything that moves in my general field, because I'm so terrified. And Molly was banging on that thing, and I reached in the diaper bag and came up with that orange. what the hell is that?
I don't know.
A monkey. I think it's a monkey. Is that what it is, Kathy? Yeah, that was very kind of you. Thank you.
Flying monkey. No, but her face lit up when she saw it, so that was cool.
Yeah.
For the call, I just heard you say that you... wish you knew how DeLay moved that 440 and how they're moving all this money.
Yeah.
How they're moving all this money from one place to the next is two words, hedge funds. Hedge funds are like, undocumented, unregistered, vehicles that they use to move money.
Right.
And remember at the show I was talking about Dateline doing a show on Sunday?
Right.
They canceled it today because they're scared.
Really?
So they canceled it because they have to do a story of Reuben Studdard and his gospel album. So you got the people that are now saying, what the hell's going on here? You're canceling a story like this because of Reuben Studdard? So can I please give that website to all your listeners?
Absolutely, sure.
In everybody, because the last time I gave the website here, we got over 100 votes. on the site in like one night, and that was really nice of all your listeners.
Okay.
So investigate the SEC. Investigate the Securities Exchange Commission. Investigate the SEC. Click on shareholder petition. You'll see on it. You'll see Dateline story. They'll still have it on Dateline story April 10th. Maybe tomorrow they'll take it off. But investigate the SEC shareholder petition and then put your name there. And in the notes part, just please tell the SEC, do your job. Everybody says it uniform. We get a lot of people to do that because the SEC is just allowing this illegal activity to take place. And the minute that they stop this, all of this robbery, then they're going to have to give all the money back that they've stolen through this vehicle of Wall Street because the NASDAQ is a self-regulated organization, so they're their own police.
All right, what's your website?
InvestigateTheSEC.com, shareholder petition, and please, all your listeners, do your job. Just put in the nose part, do your job, and that will help put the heat on Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay will get caught in this.
All right, thanks, Darren.
Thanks very much, Mike.
All right, InvestigateTheSEC.com. To check it out, all right? Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, very well. I actually got a chance to listen to you for the last hour because we only got you for 2 hours here in New York until 12, so it's a pleasure to hear you. You know, I used to call you and worry about you. I used to sign up and say, please take care of yourself, Mike, because I thought you were actually going mad. But, you see what's going on these days, and what was it, Robert Frost said, a liberal is a man too broad-minded to take his own side in a quarrel. You know, it really is the epitome of what's going on in the Democratic Party. And, you know, we need people to scream and wake up. Other people in this world. Listen, I want to get to the Abramoff. It's pronounced Abramoff, by the way.
Abramoff? Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a DeLay's consigliere.
This is a skunk with a long history. He's in a firm with Scanlon, who worked his way up in DeLay's staff to the PR man.
The guy who spoke for
DeLay. Basically, they are so well known, these people. It's up on Capitol Hill, they're called the graduates of the DeLay School. These are the guys that started pilfering money from the Indian tribes.
Oh, that's right, for the gambling casino?
Yeah, it's McCain is hot and heavy on this, and I watched this guy Abramoff sit in front of Ben Nighthorse Campbell and say, look at his members and go, we're monkeys to you? We're dirt people? We're scum? Is that what you think? Then this guy just sat here with this grimace on his face. Anyway, listen, this guy has extended himself so much. It's now up to about 84 million with 11 tribes. And DeLay is hot and heavy in this. They would go and pass legislation to close a particular loophole so an Indian casino would have to close down in one state. They do it for one tribe. And then they go to the tribe that they closed it down and say, well, if you pay us some money, we'll get your casino open. I mean,
I know. These guys, this is a crime family that almost makes the Bushes are into mass murder. These guys are into theft, grand theft on a scale I don't think the U.S. Congress has ever seen before.
They are amoral. I mean, they're not immoral. They have no morals at all. It doesn't faze them. Our sainted man, Mr. Ralph Reed, $2 million of these $84 million.
Yeah, went to him.
It got to him. It got to him. But the way he's staying away from it, some sort of phony think tank. And who was it? I think it was Now with Bill Moyers. They decided to really get into it, and they had the. A gentleman from, I think, Corp Watch or something. Anyway, they did a six-month survey. It turns out it's a beach house in Rhode Island. There's only two guys in it. They couldn't find one guy. The other guy is a lifeguard.
That's a think tank.
Yeah, it's a think tank.
Ralph Reed. Ralph Reed, Christian Coalition, he walks with Jesus. He's a scum sucker just like the rest of them. You know what they do? Oh, my God. I would think that real Christians, people who followed the teachings of Christ, would say, Jesus, time out. And they would go get rope And they would track these people down, and they would do bad stuff, you know, and say, Jesus, I'm sorry, I need a time out here, give me a break, I'll be back and follow you with the turn the other cheek, and yada yada in a minute, but there are people down here, Jesus, you got to trust me on this, there are people down here who are corrupting you, so time out, okay, Messiah? You know what I'm saying? That's what some of these people need to do. Ralph Reed, Christian Coalition, Pat Robertson, this guy is a punk-ass, small-time thug who's stealing more than he should be allowed to steal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he ran the Southern campaign for Bush there. But listen, a lot of his key aides, his lobbying positions. But I will tell you this, DeLay is going to be toast because I don't know if you remember 1995 when he did that K Street project. Well, basically one of the veteran steel lobbyists came out and spoke to the Washington Monthly after Roll Call ran a thing on it.
Yeah.
And they told them that when DeLay ran this whole little thing with the K Street Project, he compiled a list of 400 PACs. He brought the CEOs in, showed them where they stood, told them they had to get rid of their Democratic lobbyists.
Yeah, I remember.
Told them basically that he had to hire the people that he wanted and they had to purge it. Well, apparently what happened in this thing, and it didn't come out, was that it was a lot of heavy CEOs and it got into a screaming match with them and they stormed out of the meeting. They smell blood. He's controlled a lot of legislation, but now they smell blood, and they will fall on him like the wrath of God.
Well, I hope that happens. I hope it happens. Doug, thanks. I got to leave it there. I appreciate you checking in. Don't you get that impression with a lot of these guys, though, who profess to be super Christians? And they're just they're defiling this religion, well, not the religion. As far as I'm concerned, the religion is already defiled. But they're defiling the message, not the religion, not the institution, but the message of the historic Jesus 2,000 years ago, and to the point where I would think that legitimate followers of Christ would ask for a timeout. You know, do you get that? Can you get timeout? You get time out in religion, especially if it's a religion allegedly based on the message is supposed to be about peace and do unto others and turn the cheek and suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God, yada, yada, yada. It's supposed to be that thing. Can you get a time out from that so you can pick up a club and go find these super Christians? I'm not going to name any names. Right? Can you get that? I don't know. What do they call that in the Catholic Church? Do they call that a dispensation? Is that what they call it? Huh? Your Honor, could I have a dispensation? I need to go get my hand around a huge club and go eliminate some of the falafel out of, my worship of you, Jesus, okay? And I know you're talking peace and turn the other cheek, but these people don't listen to that, Jesus. They don't. They don't listen to it. They take advantage of you. They're clawing you to death. And Jesus, I tell you what, you know, you were really nice to me. You cured my mother of cancer. I appreciate it. And I can't stand these people who are defiling your message. So Jesus, please, please, just this once, all right? I'll make up for it. Just let me beat this one, okay? Just give me a timeout. I've got a club, you know? I've got this, it's a former baseball bat. Time out? Jesus, okay? No? Huh? What? Yes? No? What? Give me a sign. It must be difficult. I swear, it's got to be difficult for people who try to follow the teachings of Jesus and live that kind of an honest, legitimate, loving life. To have people like Tom DeLay talking about it. Do you guys get a timeout? You ever get a timeout? This is Air America.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how corporations have begun copywriting everything from hand gestures to common phrases. Read about the Republicans' plan to cut corporate taxes by $137 billion and foot you with the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War's going according to plan. That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell reading? What about Medicare reading? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Thanks to the stellar assistance from everybody who works to put this show together. Engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac tonight. David Fizikas screened your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior producer. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas, Music Bureau Chief, and Catherine Bay executive producer. Mike in St. Paul sent me this little blurb from the Washington Post. Actually, it's from Buzzsplash, quoting the Post. The Post had a story about DeLay a while back in which it stated that he doesn't talk to his mother. DeLay doesn't. He's alienated from his brother. DeLay's daughter is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist and joined him on a trip to Vegas with campaign contributors, and she was in a hot tub with men pouring champagne over her. And it hardly seems like the lifestyle of a puritanical, virtuous Christian. If this isn't moral relativism, what is? That's true. But this is not, I don't think moral, this is whoredom, that's all. Why should Tom DeLay expect his daughter to be anything different from what he is, at least where it concerns the ethics or morality or decent behavior? Now, frankly, I couldn't care less if somebody wants to get in a hot tub and pour champagne over their body. Matter of fact, that sounds kind of groovy, huh? Those little tiny bubbles just going places they shouldn't go. Eee, giggle, giggle. So there's nothing wrong with it, unless it's an example of your base hypocrisy. Then there's a lot wrong with it. Somewhere, on some scorecard, somebody's keeping track, DeLay, or something with huge jaws and ragged teeth waiting to devour you, or something, or not. In Tom DeLay's case, that something is his own mind. Tom DeLay will eventually go totally barking mad. You know it, I know it. But Jesus, why does he have to take his daughter with him? Hey, sweetie, get over there in the hot tub with them boys. Them are lobbyists, and they want to pour some champagne with the little tiny bubbles that are going to go places on your body. It's just going to make you giggle. Do it for daddy. This is a sick family. This makes the Bush drunks look tame, right? Doesn't it? Huh? Doesn't it make the twins look tame? Ooh, that tickles me. Give me some of that champagne in the hot tub. Sick. Again, not because they do champagne in the hot tub, but I'm not going to say it again. Screw it. I couldn't answer that. Ben is calling from Maryland. Ben, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard.
I was thinking, and I think in the household of the neocons, Tom DeLay would be the drunken uncle tearing apart the liquor cabinet, screaming from scotch. And Cornyn would be the third cousin sitting at the dinner table muttering why we have to kill the children, and everybody's looking at him funny.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got him pegged, pal. That's it exactly.
And, you've heard the quote, if you think this guy's bad, you should see his constituents.
Right.
The second part to that, and that's if you think they're bad, you should see their kids.
Yeah, oh, God.
I'm in college right now, and let me tell you, they're crazy. They're absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
They take their parents' values,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't lived through any of the experience that would temper them and make them slightly sane. So they just take everything that they hear at face value, and they just believe it. Like, you know, Reagan is like super God president. And, they just believe terrible things. Like, I was discussing with one of them the Israeli-Palestinian thing,
uh-huh.
and a couple of his buddies came over, and they just basically came to the conclusion that the best thing to do was just to basically exterminate the Palestinians.
Yeah.
In self-defense. And these guys are crazy. I mean, they'll say they're very devout. Like, when you hear them talk about religion, they
mm-hmm.
sound like Southern Baptists. But when in action, like, most of them are addicted, horribly addicted to internet porn. And things like take their frats to strip clubs. And so they have this, and it comes as no surprise that they have this weird interpretation of the Bible that lets anybody who goes to confession often enough off the hook. Like, I was talking to this guy, and he said, you know, I don't think Mother Teresa made it to heaven because she might not have made it to confession quick enough since her last sin.
Oh, my
but as
God.
Long as I keep going, I'll be okay.
Oh,
it doesn't
my
matter
God.
What I do.
Oh, don't you just want to punch him out? Come on, now, be honest.
I really did, but I was tired. I had an exam the next day.
I know, but all of them. Don't you just want to round them up and like, put them in an enclosure and then just walk in there with big old stick and just start whapping people? Come on, huh?
Kind of. I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, especially, I mean, really, the only places I get news anymore,
yeah,
basically from this station, The Daily Show, and occasionally the BBC. Particularly The Daily Show today was pretty good. You should catch that tomorrow. But what's interesting is if the Internet actually has some good news sources, too, and you learn some interesting things, like, you know, since we still got the 24-hour The Pope is Still Dead coverage going on, nobody hears any real news going on anymore.
Right.
So people probably don't know. Like, I just read this interesting article that says some researchers in, I think, South Korea just developed a gene therapy that kills cancer cells.
Oh, my God. I'll have to try to find that one. Get word to Peter Jennings. Ben, we have to leave it there. We got to leave it there. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you again. Take care. excuse me. Somebody wanted to know if the closing music here is Saltimbanco. Yes, it is. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Orrick Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association